The war in Ukraine has completely changed the eastern city of Bakhmut. The city used to be a popular tourist site where visitors could explore the area's late 19th century buildings. The city also has a large lakeside park and offers locally produced wines. But that has all changed. The longest battle against invader Russia has turned Bakhmut into a ghost town. Bakhmut sits about 100 kilometers from Russia's border. Even after months of bombings and attempts to surround Bakhmut, Russian forces have not captured the city. But the continued attacks have made it impossible for civilians there to have a normal life. Ukrainian Petro Voloshenko is a soldier known on the battlefield as Stone. He told the Associated Press about current life in the city, "It's hell on earth right now. I can't find enough words to describe it." The 44-year-old Voloshenko, who comes from Kyiv, arrived in the area in August when the Russian attacks started. Since then, he has celebrated his birthday, Christmas, and New Year's in Bakhmut. Today, the city is in ruins. Most houses have been crushed completely or are so damaged they cannot be lived in. Only a few thousand people remain in the city, which had a pre-war population of 80,000. Those people rarely see daylight, though, because they spend most of their time sheltering underground. Explosions happen all hours of the day, and Russia could bomb the city anywhere at any time. Bakhmut lies in the Donetsk area, one of four provinces Russia illegally seized in the autumn. But currently, Russia only controls about half of the province. To take the remaining half, Russian forces must go through Bakhmut, said Mykola Belyskov. He is a researcher at Ukraine's National Institute for Strategic Studies. Without seizure of these cities, the Russian army won't be able to accomplish the political task it was given, Belyskov said. The situation in Bakhmut worsened during the summer after Russia took the last major city in neighboring Luhansk province. It then sent troops and equipment into the effort to capture Bakhmut. Ukraine did the same to defend the city. In a recent speech, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the situation in Bakhmut as very tough. "These are constant Russian assaults, constant attempts to break through our defenses," Zelensky said. For now, Bakhmut remains completely under the control of Ukraine's army. In January, Russian forces seized the town of Soledar, which sits less than 20 kilometers away. But Russia's push into the area has been very slow, military experts say. I'm Brian Lynn.